Good morning and welcome to the meeting from Romford Salvation Army. This morning we'll be continuing our look at the book of Acts. In fact, we're coming to the end of it. We're going to review the whole 28 chapters and we're going to ask ourselves what we have learnt from Acts that we can put into practice as the church in 2020. It was with great sadness that we learnt of the promotion to glory of Kevin Jefferson last weekend. Kevin was a dedicated Salvationist and bandsman, and he even took part in our virtual band recordings over the last few months. And in a moment, we're going to listen as the band play Jesus Is All I Need, featuring Kevin on the cornet. But before then, we want to spend a moment in silent reflection and prayer, some moments of thanksgiving for the life of Kevin, a moment or two to remember Olive, Ian, Martin, Mark and the family, a moment to thank God for a life well lived and to ask God to bless and to comfort those who are bereaved this morning. So a moment of silence.
Thank you to the band for that piece. A good start to our time together, a lovely way to remember Kevin, and a reassurance that Jesus is all we need. Please continue to pray for Olive and the family in the days ahead. We're now going to sing together two songs. The first, written by General John Gowans, setting our doctrines and belief to music. Then the worship band will help us with When the Music Fades, reminding us of our need to worship Jesus.
Spend some time together in prayer. We want to thank God for the successful opening of the charity shop this week. We also want to pray for Norman Barwick, who was taken into hospital. We remember all those who are worried or bereaved or ill or suffering, and bring them before you, O God. This week, many children have returned to school. We want to pray for them and the teachers and staff in schools. We also want to pray for those making their way to university. Lord, bless them and keep them safe. May they learn and grow. We want to pray for those returning to work, maybe in offices up and down the country. This week I met Tom Hoyles. Tom was in hospital yesterday, and we hope all went well and that he's back home recovering. I asked Tom how the Friendship Club was going. So Tom, tell us a bit about the Friendship Club during the lockdown. What's happened?
Well, it's been difficult. The club finished and lots of the members, it was the highlight of their week to come on a Thursday and enjoy fellowship, and then all of a sudden that has been taken away. The only thing that we could do was get the members list and ring round and explain circumstances and speak to say the message really for everybody was, because of our age group, 70 plus, we cannot do anything until the powers that be say lockdown is finished and things are back to normal. Then I've got about 10 members who can phone another 10 members, so very quickly we can get the message out that there'll be a club on Thursday. I've also got entertainers lined up. I've been a bit optimistic and working on the 3rd, the 10th and the 17th of December, which are the Thursdays in December, and entertainers have been booked on the understanding that it might not happen. So they've put back their appointment until January. So whenever this lockdown's finished, we'll be back very quickly.
Excellent.
Everything's in place, ready for it to go.
Very good. We pray for all the members of the Friendship Club, and also for Tom and Barbara, Len and Gladys, Jeff and Margaret, and all who work so hard to keep the club going so successfully. We thank you, God, that you are with us all the time. From the moment we leave our front doors in the morning, through all we do during the day, at work, at home, at school or at play, to our return and our sleep, you watch over us and care for us, and we love you
and thank you. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, we want to say a huge thank you to those who've worked so hard to ensure that our charity shop opened on Tuesday. We've had a great response from the public and have had some really good sales this week. So thank you to those. But we still need more volunteers, both in the shop and as greeters on the door. This is our charity shop, our core charity shop. And we need as many as possible to support the running of it. If you can think of anything that you can do, any time that you can give for our shop, please get in touch as soon as you can. Also, a big thanks go to Jeff, Tom, Ian and Steve, who've been out selling the papers during these last few weeks. Again, a great response from the public. We do want to say thank you to you. Just to let you know that Julia and Mark are now away on holiday. I know it's strange when you've seen them today, but they are away now. They're having a well-earned rest, so have a good holiday, both of you. And next Sunday, our worship will be led by Rebecca Goldsmith. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny. A few extra announcements. DHQ have given permission for our Sunday school to reopen. We hope this will be on Sunday the 27th of September at 11 a.m, but Ella will be in touch with more information soon. On Sunday the 4th of October, we plan to hold a trial Sunday worship meeting at the hall. Places will need to be booked, and sadly we have been asked to discourage anyone over 70 from attending. Our online worship will carry on as usual, and more details will follow. Lastly, Sunday the 10th of October is Romford Salvation Army's 140th anniversary. Major Jane Cowell will be our guest leader for our online worship in the morning. And in the afternoon, we hope to have a service and picnic in Rayfield Park. Please keep the date free and we'll let you know more soon. Thanks.
Inside out, but the world will see you live in me. Shine from the inside out, but the world will see you live in me. You know me, and you love me, you feel me, so send me to shine from the inside out, but the world will see.
Everybody, another This Time Tomorrow. Happy Sunday to you all. I hope you're all well. We had a very, very successful This Time Tomorrow with Lucy Caffell last time, and she caused such a stir on social media and the internet that we had to get another wonderful, fabulous young person to do another This Time Tomorrow. And so I'm really, really, really excited to introduce Katie Marshall to you. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. And Katie's brought a friend with us, and this is Molly the baby. He's wearing a lovely hat, lovely bit of headwear. Well, Katie, thank you so much for speaking to me this morning. I know everyone's really excited to hear what you've got to say. So I'm going to ask my first question, if that's all right, which is, what has been the best thing about being on school holidays?
I like being on the school holidays because I got to look after Nana and Grandpa's chickens whilst they were away.
Wow. Oh, so you're like a little farmer.
Yes.
You've been looking after the chickens.
Yes.
Excellent. And did you do a good job?
I think so.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. So that's the best thing about school holidays. What's been the worst thing about your school holidays?
I haven't been able to see my friends at school, but I did see someone that went to juniors, so that was a bit more good.
Excellent. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Missing our friends and everything, isn't it? But it looks like you're having some pretty good fun because you're sitting in a den at the moment, so that looks really fun. But yeah, it's hard to miss our friends, isn't it? So, I understand someone's told me that you're starting a new school. Now, here's my next question. The next question is, are you excited to start your next school?
Definitely. But I'm a bit nervous too.
Oh, it's all right to be a little bit nervous. And what are you most looking forward to about starting school?
I'm looking forward to meet my new teacher.
Excellent. Who's your new teacher?
Hello?
Who is your new teacher?
Miss Field.
Oh, Miss Field. Excellent. Okay. And when you're at school, what's your favourite lesson?
My favourite lesson is music.
Oh, music. You get that from your mummy, don't you? Where she conducts the singing company so well. Yeah, you're very musical. That's good. And do you think Miss Field is going to be a good teacher when you go to school?
Probably.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, that, yeah, I agree with probably. You need to give teachers a bit of leeway, don't you? So, yeah, that's good. So you'll be pleased to know this is my last question for you, Katie. So you've done a great job so far. Much better than me. And my last question is, because obviously we're not at the army at the moment, and I wondered what you're most looking forward to about getting back to going back to the army.
Well, I'm not going to be in primary anymore, so I'm looking forward to going to FOJ with you.
With me? Hang on a minute. Who agreed this? I don't. Who's agreed this? I thought you were still in primary. You can't be that old.
No.
Well, I might have to give up now you're joining. Oh dear, that's terrible. No, I'm only joking. That's it. Do you know what? That's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to that too. And when we get back to the army, that's a really exciting thing, isn't it? So I'll have to make sure Ella and I and Peter and Claire will have to make sure FOJ is really fun then, if you're going to come along, won't we? I'll have to get working on that then. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Katie. Now, at this time tomorrow, we pray at the end. So I'm going to do a little prayer. Is that okay? And we're just going to pray for you as you go back to school, because I know you're very excited and a little bit nervous as well. So we're going to say a short prayer. And then I'll let you get playing on, you know, carry on playing with your den, if that's all right. Great. Okay, let's just pray quickly. Dear God, I want to thank you for Katie. I want to thank you for her family. And I want to ask that you'll be especially close to her in the next couple of days as she goes back to school and starts a new school with a new teacher and goes back to see all of her friends at school. So, Lord, I just ask that you'll be really close to Katie and Benjamin and Alex and Mummy and Daddy and Nan and Grandpa and all of her family. And as we look forward to getting back to the army at some point, and as she comes up to FOJ, help her to be excited for that and help us to be excited too. So be with her and be with her friends as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Katie. It's been lovely to speak to you. And make sure the chickens behave. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Our Bible readings for today are taken from the first and last chapters of Acts. First, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And then we turn to the last chapter, Acts chapter 28, and these are the words of Paul. "Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen."
Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the book of Acts. And as we come to the end of it today, we're thinking about what the book of Acts tells us about how we might be the church in 2020. I wonder how much of the book you remember. Imagine if you were on Mastermind and it was your specialist subject, the Acts of the Apostles. How do you think you might get on? How many questions do you think you might be able to answer? Well, here's your chance. In a recently recorded episode of Mastermind, the specialist subject is the Acts of the Apostles. So, see how you get on, see how many questions you can answer. Good morning and welcome to this special edition of Mastermind. In the spotlight today is Julia Cousins, a Salvation Army officer from Romford, and her specialist subject, the Acts of the Apostles. Let's have our contender, please. And your name is?
Julia Cousins.
Occupation?
Salvation Army officer.
Chosen subject?
Acts of the Apostles.
The Acts of the Apostles, fifth book of the New Testament of the Bible, telling the story of the first church. Here we go, 2 minutes. In Acts chapter 1, the author refers to a previous book. To which book is he referring?
Luke's Gospel.
The book of Acts begins with Jesus promising his disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit. On what Jewish festival did the Holy Spirit come in fire and wind?
Pentecost.
One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray when a crippled man was being laid out to beg at the beautiful gate. When he asked Peter for money, how did Peter reply?
"Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. Rise up and walk."
In Acts, we read of the believers sharing their possessions. Joseph from Cyprus sold a field and gave the money to the apostles. His nickname was Barnabas. What does Barnabas mean?
Son of encouragement.
The apostles chose 7 men to help with the distribution of food to the widows. Which of these 7 men went on to become the first Christian martyr?
Stephen.
One of the witnesses to the stoning of Stephen was a Jew called Saul. What was he said to be doing when the stoning took place?
Holding the coats.
From which African country did the eunuch
Ethiopia.
Met by Philip come from? When Paul was blinded on the road to Damascus, having met Jesus, what was the name of the disciple who came to him and restored his sight?
Ananias.
There were three converts who became the church in Philippi: a slave girl, Lydia the businesswoman, and who else?
The Philippian jailer.
When Paul was arrested amidst a riot in the temple of Jerusalem, the Roman guards mistook him for a terrorist from which country?
From Egypt.
Which Roman governor replaced Felix as governor of Caesarea?
Festus.
When Agrippa asked Paul if he was trying to persuade him to become a Christian in such a short time, Paul replied, "I pray not only you, but all who are listening may become as I am, except for what?"
These chains.
The book ends with Paul. I've started, so I'll finish. The book ends with Paul in a rented house under house arrest doing what, boldly and without hindrance?
Proclaiming the good news about Jesus.
No passes. You've scored 13 points. Julia is our winner. Well, how did you get on? How did you do? I hope you did okay. I hope you've enjoyed reading through the book of Acts. So many great stories. The Ascension, Pentecost, healings, riots, prison breaks, people being in court, kings, Romans. Oh, it's just so many things. And maybe you were reminded of your favourite story as we went through it today. So what are the lessons for 2020 that we take from the book of Acts? Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about how we should accept people, how we should adapt as a church, how we should encourage each other, how the hallmark of the early church was the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And then last week, we looked at how Paul sought to persuade people to become Christians. We talked about how we should all be leaders. What we didn't spend much time thinking about were buildings or programs. Most of the activity of Acts takes place either outside or in people's homes and houses, although quite a bit of it does involve being in court or in prison as well. From the early verses in chapter 1 right through to the final verses of the book, Jesus's promise echoes and resounds that his followers would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on them, and they would be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Our mission as the church in the 21st century is to pick up the baton of those early disciples and carry on the work of witnessing for Jesus. Like in Mastermind, what they have started, it's our job to finish, or at least to carry on. The book of Acts ends with Paul under house arrest, but still telling people about Jesus. Many of those early apostles and disciples were martyred for their faith, but not before they had passed on the gospel message to the next generation. And from generation to generation, that message has been passed on, and now to us. Today in the world, 2.4 billion people are Christians. That's nearly 30% of the world's population. But sometimes in the United Kingdom and in Romford, we might feel like the minority. We might feel like we have no influence. But the promise is still true. By the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, we can witness to the world. We can be a light in the darkness. Imagine Paul, from his house, his prison, handing you a scroll, handing you a letter to take and to proclaim. Imagine those early disciples, those who have come before us, handing us the baton, and asking us to be this generation's disciples, this generation's apostles, this generation's witnesses. That is the challenge for us as the church in the 21st century, to take the gospel to the people around us, to our friends, our families, our neighbours, to try and persuade them to become Christians, to look to Jesus to be the answer for the questions that they are already asking. Let's pray together. O Lord Jesus, we take up the baton passed to us by those early disciples and those that have come before us. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to witness in your name. May we be accepting and encouraging. May we lead and serve. May now your church rise with power and love, the glorious gospel proclaim. In every nation, salvation will come to those who believe in your name. Help us bring light to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your Spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus.
Great is the darkness.
Great is the darkness that covers the earth. Oppression, injustice, and pain. Nations are slipping in hopeless despair. Though many have come in your to those who believe in
thank you for joining us in worship today. We hope that you will have heard something that will have helped you draw closer to God and also to encourage you as you go into the week ahead. If you'd like to join in the coffee and chat over Zoom after the meeting, please look for the link on Facebook or hopefully in the comments here. Now our benediction together is again words from Paul from Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Amen.